Haven't you ever wished you could go back and ask the guy who invented the spinning jenny if he had foreseen where that small invention would lead? Did he figure all those weavers' lives would be made easier with the advent of a machine that would take the drudgery out of their lives of spinning? That the world would be a better place if he could automate those tasks and have those folks run the machines that would ultimately do their jobs? If you could imagine a future of industrial factories and cities teeming with assembly lines clogged with workers and choking in pollution. Or maybe ask Galileo, Newton, or Einstein, or Crick and Watson if they envisioned the future their discoveries would eventually create. Could Crick and Watson imagine cloning? Imagine gene therapy? Imagine Frankenstein? I don't know, but I always figured Steve Jobs and Bill Gates changed the world because they could see the future. Visionaries who changed it if they could whelp it into existence. So when Gates was interviewed recently regarding his views on artificial intelligence, I was all ears. What would the guy who brought us a digital age think about his revolution? Had he imagined computers we carried with us every waking hour of the day? Could he have imagined our social media? Did he ask himself if androids dream of electric sheep? Where did he think artificial intelligence would take us? Well, he thought probably it would be a benefit to mankind. For example, he posited, robots on the warehouse floor would be able to see spills that humans might miss. They would also, he said, notice if flesh and blood workers had on their hard hats, thereby preventing potential OSHA violations and industrial accidents. He went on to list a couple more banal benefits of artificial intelligence, and I guess maybe he hadn't given this a whole lot of thought. Probably busy with his foundation work, but holy hell, what it seemed like was this dude missed the last bus that was going to the 21st century. I was hoping his bubbly interviewer might ask him a few probing questions, but no. The world was in good hands if our super intelligent cyborg pals could mop up a floor before someone human slipped on a spill. So much for the crystal ball of visionaries. Henry Ford probably just wanted to sell automobiles. He could have cared less about future automation and humans becoming cogs themselves in an industrial machine. Gates figured out how to market a computer, make it smaller and smaller, more and more ubiquitous, keep the software proprietary, and cut the legs out from under his competition. The future is mostly unintended consequences, judging by Bill's astute commentary. The bad news is we're going to be slipping on all those spills he missed.